The draft sells hope, but buyer beware. The 2021 draft class should be a fair warning to what could happen with this draft class, despite the optimism and the amount of quarterbacks that are there. It's more likely than not that more than half of these QBs are not starting in 5 years than any of them actually turning out to be Super Bowl champions. Is the 2021 draft class a fair warning to this year's draft class?
Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast, and I'm George, and with me, always, my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling.
Well, let's talk about it for a second, because we know that there are a lot of quarterbacks coming out in this NFL draft where teams are really high on. People are saying these could be future franchise quarterbacks. Teams want to move up on the draft. They're saying the Patriots might be moving off the third pick, try to, you know, get some more. So that means someone outside of the top three wants to move into the top three. There is a lot of movement here for quarterbacks because, of course, quarterbacks are the most important position, not only in professional football, but probably in all of American pro sports and maybe pro sports worldwide. There's not a position that matters more in a team sport than the quarterback of a National Football League team. And you know who the quarterbacks are in this draft. You got Caleb Williams, who people think is a generational, can't-miss talent that's going to come in and be great. You have Drake May, who has a rocket arm, and people are like, damn, this guy has so much potential. You got Jaden Daniels, who won the Heisman Trophy and is a dual-threat quarterback. You got J.J. McCarthy. He won the national championship. Damn. Bo Nix was great at Auburn, was great at Oregon, and of course, Michael Penix Jr., who went to my alma mater, University of Washington, who tore it up for the Huskies, in my opinion, should have won the Heisman Trophy, but gets a lot of disrespect. But he has had an injury history. And of course, you have Spencer Rattler, who used to be the number one quarterback in this whole entire draft class until things went wrong, and then he went to South Carolina and kind of revamped his career and his back in the mix as a first round pick or early second round pick. But let's talk about these fair warnings, because this is not the first time we've seen a draft like this. And really, we only saw it a few years ago. Let's talk about the 2021 QB draft class and how this is a fair warning to this draft class that I know fans, it's so exciting, right? A shiny new toy, shiny new object. The quarterback position is coming. But hopefully, it doesn't let you down. The 2021 draft class had number one quarterback overall, Trevor Lawrence, go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And me, personally, I love Trevor Lawrence. I know a lot of people are going to go, oh, he's been underwhelming. Trevor Lawrence is not very as good as we thought he was. The motherfucker won a playoff game down 27 points with the Jacksonville Jaguars against, by the way, Justin Herbert, who everyone is like, oh, I love Justin Herbert. Don't talk bad about Justin Herbert. He beat him in a playoff game by outplaying Justin Herbert in a franchise that's literally a dumpster fire in Jacksonville. So I think that one worked out. But then after that, things got ugly. Number two, Zach Wilson, Jets. He just got traded for his 7th-round pick to the Broncos yesterday. And this is a guy people before the draft were like, oh, he has better arm talent than just Trevor Lawrence. Maybe he should be going before him. Guys, settle down. Settle down. After that, number three, Trey Lance to the 49ers. I think he started a handful of games, maybe. Not even like a fingerful of games. Got traded to the Cowboys where they're like, oh, we'll take this project. Doesn't look like they have any faith in him either. And if Shanahan is moving off a quarterback who's kind of a quarterback whisperer, you know the quarterback might not be very good. After that, at number 11, Justin Fields. Justin Fields has had some tantalizing moments, I must admit. He's gotten me excited. He's gotten me saying that, hey, maybe you should trade the number one pick and build around Justin Fields. Well, they didn't. The Steelers traded him for a late round draft pick, and he's most likely going to be backing up Russell Wilson. And at number 15, the New England Patriots took the heir to the throne in Mac Jones. He's traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars for a late pick to go back up Trevor Lawrence. Damn. That day, that draft, people left that draft saying this could be one of the most historical quarterback classes of all time. Now we're looking at it. Other than Trevor Lawrence, do you expect any of these guys to be long-term starters in the NFL? I don't. And I think most general managers don't. So just a fair warning about the quarterback position. And I'm excited for this draft. And I think that, personally, I think two of these quarterbacks will probably pan out in a big way. And if I was to bet on them, that's Caleb Williams and Michael Penix Jr. And I'd take a flyer on Spencer Rattler, too. But it's very rare we have that class, like back in the day with Dan Marino, John Elway, Jim Kelly. You don't get those draft classes very often. You get more draft classes with Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones. I'm not saying yikes, but yikes. So buyer beware. Enjoy the draft, though, because, hey, it's selling hope. And I think hope is something that most fans want. And that's why we watch sports, for hope, to win. I mean, you watch your favorite team play for 30, 40 years, you might get one Super Bowl and one championship, unless you get a generational talent like Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady. So that's how it goes. All right, well, thank you for watching. This is the Sports on Tap, our football channel. Today, it's a solo pod, me, George on Tap. If you want to follow all our content, you can find it in the description below. Basketball channel, personal channels, and all that jazz. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you guys next time.